This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I want to give a shout out to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has created the World Mercury Project. That's found at worldmercuryproject.org. He's doing tremendous work, and the man is a great American hero. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to Health Ranger Report and Health Ranger Science. So go to healthrangerscience.com for more of these episodes. We'll get them published there shortly. Now, getting back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm just going to call him Bobby, not out of any disrespect, just for shortening the name here. But Bobby Kennedy, he is, of course, a Democrat, and he and I would disagree on certain things in the political spectrum. But what I find so extraordinary about this man is that he has a scientific mind. He knows how to do research. He knows how to study evidence and look at what's actually going on. He's courageous. He speaks his mind. He shares the evidence. He speaks out. He doesn't just stay silent and try to appease the status quo. So he speaks his mind, and he refuses to back down when he's on something that's very important for humanity, and for which he is absolutely correct. So if he sees that mercury in flu shots is damaging children, he's going to speak his mind on that issue, and he's not going to back down, even if he's attacked and slandered and smeared, which, of course, that's exactly what's happening, because, well, the vaccine mafia is just vicious and malicious, and they try to silence and smear and defame anyone who raises legitimate scientific questions about the safety of specific vaccine ingredients, such as mercury. And mercury is a powerful neurotoxin in every form. So there's nothing safe about mercury, and there's no reason in a rational, science-based society to inject children with mercury, especially not 25 micrograms of mercury at a time, which is what's typically found in a flu shot vaccine. Oh, they're also given to pregnant women as well as children. So Bobby has the World Mercury Project, and in it, he is working to eliminate mercury from our world, including mercury from coal-fired power plants, as well as mercury in vaccines and mercury in medicine. This is an extraordinary project, and the man deserves tremendous credit for pursuing it. And he is absolutely correct in everything that he has asserted about mercury, by the way. And even though I might disagree with him on, let's say, the role of carbon dioxide in so-called climate change, I do not disagree in any way with his assessment of the dangers of mercury in coal-fired power plants. He is absolutely correct about mercury in coal. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but there's so much mercury being emitted by coal-fired power plants that the mercury resettles back onto forests and soils and plains all across North America. And then it gets taken up into trees, tree leaves, and tree bark. And every time there's a large forest fire, the forest fire releases a tremendous amount of mercury into the atmosphere because what's burning, the trees and the leaves and so on, has such a high concentration of mercury contamination, so that mercury goes right into the atmosphere and then it falls on some other farmland, or it even gets inhaled by you as you're just breathing the atmosphere, right? So Bobby's absolutely correct about mercury being a very real danger to really all forms of life. It's a danger to human life. It's a danger to the ecosystem. Mercury is a big danger to the oceans and the marine ecosystems. Mercury is a scourge upon our society. And the fact that mercury is intentionally injected into women and children in America is so indefensible and inexcusable that you have to be almost brain damaged by mercury to support mercury in vaccines. And I mean that literally. I mean that people who don't oppose mercury in vaccines are probably already brain damaged by mercury in vaccines. In a sense, it becomes a self-fulfilling, almost a viral, almost a kind of a zombie-like spreading of mercury damage of brains. Because if you look at the people who are promoting vaccines, they're the people who got vaccinated and thus suffered brain damage. Whereas those of us who avoid vaccines, we tend to be the most cognitively intact. We can think rationally and reasonably. We can look at the evidence. Whereas, again, vaccine pushers, they're actually more like what I call religious science fundamentalists. They don't look at evidence. They're not interested in real facts. They're interested in defending the fundamentalist belief system of their religion called science. It's not actual science. It's scientism, and it's a cult. It's a faith-based system for them. For example, they have the faith that vaccines never damage anyone. Well, that's untrue. We know vaccines damage children all the time, and the U.S. government has paid out over $3 billion in vaccine damage. The U.K. government just paid out huge tens of millions of dollars in vaccine damage to children damaged by the swine flu vaccine. And we know vaccines cause damage all across the world. It's very common, actually. Extremely common. But the religious science fundamentalists, in their belief system, they believe that there's no such thing as a child that is ever damaged by any vaccine. And thus, they say that's the only thing that can exist. And anyone who disagrees with that must be, quote, anti-science. So it's by definition, according to them, that anyone who disagrees with their fundamentalism, their religious science fundamentalism, is automatically anti-science. That's the mind games they play with everybody. In truth, they are anti-science because they don't believe in the scientific method of allowing debate, dissent, skepticism, and questions. If you think about it, Bobby Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic, or a vaccine ingredient skeptic, you might say. I'm a vaccine skeptic as well, and a vaccine ingredient skeptic. Bobby Kennedy is not anti-vaccine. He doesn't oppose the theory of immunization. Nor do I, believe it or not, even though it has been falsely said that both of us do. Both of us actually agree that there is a role for externally or induced immunization intervention from which the body responds, building antibodies and building some kind of active immunity and so on. That is not in dispute. What is in dispute is the safety of the vaccine ingredients. Can't we make safer vaccines? That's the question that Bobby Kennedy is asking and that I'm asking as well. Why can't we make safer vaccines? You see, and for that, we are labeled anti-vaxxers. For that, we are decried as being anti-science, when in fact, we are the only ones, you know, those of us on the correct side of the vaccine debate, we are the only ones who are actually practicing legitimate science, rationality, and informed skepticism. So don't be fooled by the vaccine mafia, or what I sometimes call the vaccine jihad. They are psychopathic, violent, irrational, faith-based cultists. They are belligerent. They are demeaning, defamatory. They attack and smear with false information, lies, deception. That's the way they operate. And they're trying to destroy Bobby Kennedy, just as they've tried to discredit me, but also failed, you see. And they're going to fail ultimately anyway, because you can't defend injecting children with mercury if you are rooted in real science. You simply can't defend it. It is an insanely damaging, dangerous idea, and it will be overturned because the science eventually will outweigh the bullies, the vaccine zealots, the vaccine jihadis. The real science will succeed. So that's good news. I want you to follow all this at vaccines.news and also check out Bobby Kennedy's website, worldmercuryproject.org. Send him a note. On Twitter, he is Robert Kennedy Jr., just J.R., Robert Kennedy Jr. Send him a note on Twitter. Tell him you thank him for doing what he's doing. You know, again, I might disagree with him on some political issues, but so what? The man is a true gem to this country. He is an American hero. And we should all listen to what he has to say about mercury, whether it's mercury in coal or mercury in vaccines or mercury in the water supply. He's well-informed. He is compassionate. He wants to protect life just as I do. He wants to save lives. And he is not going to back down just because he's attacked by a bunch of insane bullies who want to silence him. And on that, Bobby Kennedy and myself share very much the same personal philosophy, which is we're not trying to be socially approved by a consensus of delusional, obedient conformists. We are trying to save lives by telling the truth, sticking with the truth, and reforming the system so that this society stops poisoning its own children with vaccines. It's very simple. That's what we believe, and that's what we share. Despite the fact that he and I might be on the opposite side of the political spectrum, doesn't matter. We are on the same side of protecting life. We are on Team Humanity, in other words. And I'm very humbled and I'm very glad to be on the same team as Bobby Kennedy when it comes to protecting life and protecting the environment. He's a great man. I'm honored to know him. Thank you for listening. This is Health Ranger Science at healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.